The amount of cuts that we're looking at getting agreement for tomorrow is about 65 million, a further 65 million. This is on top of absolutely relentless cuts that we've been forced to make ever since 2010, since the coalition government came in, and then this current Conservative government was elected last year on an austerity platform, and I'm afraid that austerity has continued, particularly for local government. I think local government has been hit very, very severely, far more than any of the other public services. And unfortunately, it's local government in the poorer parts of the country have been hit even more severely than others.
So you're going to have to use your reserves. What are you looking at with that?
We are. Yes, we'll have to use about £70 million of reserves this year just to balance the budget, and the same again next year. And after that, we really don't know, because obviously those reserves can only be used once. Once they're gone, they're gone. So we really don't know. We're looking at a very, very bleak future.
Do you know at this point how you're going to survive beyond that?
We don't. We're still working on it. But I do know that the services across Lancashire will be impacted. And it really, really, it's been a very, very difficult time for myself and the cabinet member, and actually the whole administration, because officers are working with us to try and bring forward savings. And it's really, really hard. It's heartbreaking, some of the things that we're having to do.
And what are those services that are at risk?
Well, you'd be aware that we're consulting on closing a number of libraries, museums, which are very, very much loved services. We don't want to have to do that, but we're being forced to consider it. I know another service that's been really hit the headlines is the rural bus services, because we subsidise them to the tune of £6.8 million per annum, and we just have not got the finances to do that. It's not a statutory service, and we've got to reserve all of the funding we can to actually cover our statutory services and look after the most vulnerable people. On a good note, we have actually put a small amount of funding aside, and we do believe that a lot of the rural bus services we will be able to save by operating them in a different way, and by community transport, local parishes, community groups coming forward that they're willing to help out. And we've got a small amount of ongoing revenue funding to support that. So we are hoping that many of the services we will be able to carry on doing.
I spoke to the deputy leader last week, and he'd wrote a letter to David Cameron to try and get these cuts halted. And his point was that really it was risky. It's services that you legally have to put out. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are under threat, particularly vulnerable people.
Well, it is particularly vulnerable people, particularly because alongside the continuing cuts that we've had to accept from government, we also have a rising demand, particularly in adult social care, although the demand is rising in children's social care as well. And, you know, we absolutely have to do whatever we can to protect the most vulnerable. The government has given us permission to add 2% to our council tax base in order to cover some of the gap. But actually, in reality, that 2% in Lancashire will raise £7.8 million annually. That will barely cover the extra cost associated with having to apply the government's new living wage. In places like Surrey and other counties in the south, much bigger tax base, their 2%, Surrey's 2% will raise them £12 million. We spend more on adult social care than Surrey do. So you can see it's a twofold squeeze for us. Surrey have more residents that don't actually need to avail themselves of county council care, whereas in Lancashire, you know, we have far more people that require our services. Hence, we need to spend more money.
And then on Monday, the government met to discuss whether, you know, more funds could be used to help this transition. And it's not the news you were hoping for.
It certainly isn't the news we were hoping for. We did actually think we'd lobbied hard and got government to understand the particular circumstances around the shires and the upper tier authorities that do actually provide social care. And actually, perversely, Surrey finds itself £12 million better off in each of the next 2 years. The County Council Lancashire County Council finds itself in exactly the same position. We have got £1.1 million funding allocated as a transitional grant, but at the same time we find that the Educational Services Grant will be cut by about that same amount of money. So we're in exactly the same position. So whereas the lobbying has worked very, very well for the likes of Surrey, Kent, Hampshire, Prime Minister's own Council of Oxfordshire, unfortunately for Lancashire, it hasn't had any effect whatsoever.
And a lot of people obviously have been upset about these cuts and the services that they use. What's the response been? Have you had a lot of people understanding that your hands are tied in this position?
We have had a lot, an awful lot of petitions, emails. My email box is full. A lot of them start with, we really do understand that it's not you that's doing it, it is the government. However, please don't cut my service. And it's heartbreaking for me. It really, really is. But I think the more people that actually go out there, speak to the friends, speak to the family, speak to the neighbours, and let them know that it is this government, it's an ideological cut to public services and to local government in particular in the north, that we need to get the message across to government that we simply cannot survive.